Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
From WBEZ Chicago, this is Nerdette. I'm Greta Johnson, and this week we've got a little treat for you. It's me on WBEZ's daily talk show talking all about books. If you were like, man, 4th of July just ended, I could really use somebody just telling me all the books in 9 straight minutes, well, you're welcome. This is exactly that. So, without further ado, here I am talking with WBEZ Morning Shift host Jen White.
Books.
Okay, so first of all, for you, what makes a book a good summer read?
I think it's something that you can get completely lost in, right? Mm-hmm. Whether that's an afternoon at the beach or maybe on the couch under a pile of blankets with some hot tea, depending on what temperatures you're working with. I love a book that just completely sucks you in from the first page and that you just totally lose yourself in.
Now, I know you're into audio books. Is that how you find yourself getting through your reading list nowadays?
I listen to a lot of books. I do still read paper books too, but yeah, I actually did a little of tallying before I came on. I've read 31 books so far this year. 23 of those were audiobooks and 8 of them were books, real books.
How was that experience? I mean, how is it different? I will confess.
Mm.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I've never listened to an audiobook.
Ooh, well, I have some good recommendations for you then. I mean, to me, it depends on the kind of book. If it's too literary, if the language is too flowery, it doesn't really work. Or if there's like huge, like time travel books can be real tricky in audio, right? Because all of a sudden you're like, wait, where are we? What just happened? But if it's a linear plot and if it's a compelling story, audio can be so great.
Okay, I'm going to take you up on some of those recommendations because there's something about the tactile experience of holding a book that I really love, but I want to hear. Okay, so let's talk recommendations in, let's say, contemporary fiction.
Okay. I think my top recommendation is a book called Evie Drake Starts Over. And it's by someone you may have heard of. Her name is Linda Holmes.
Yeah.
She's NPR's pop culture correspondent. She hosts a podcast called Pop Culture Happy Hour. She is 48, and this is her first novel. So it's awesome just because she has like this whole other career, and she decided it was time for her to write a book. And Evie Drake Starts Over is just excellent. It's about a young widow who, in the first 2 pages of the book, she gears up. She's like ready to leave her husband. She's gonna do it. She's got cash in the glove box. And like as she's pulling out of the driveway, she gets a call that he was in a car accident and he died. And then the other character in this book is a pitcher for the Yankees who has the yips, which is that crazy thing where like all of a sudden you can't throw anymore.
Right, right.
And so it's about these two characters kind of trying to figure out how to rebuild their lives. It's lovely. It's funny. It's just like the perfect summer book.
And are they stories that run parallel to one another or do they cross over?
He ends up living in the like mother-in-law suite of her house. She needs money, so she starts renting it out. And it's just like a darling story.
Okay, that actually sounds really cute.
It's super charming. Okay. Yeah, it's fun.
Now, one of my favorite genres, fantasy.
Yes.
What do you have?
Okay, so I'm going to recommend Magic for Liars by Sarah Gailey. This is a book about essentially like a muggle detective, right? Like she can't do magic, but her identical or her fraternal twin sister can. And her twin sister is a teacher at school for mages.
You called her a muggle detective.
Yeah. So she can't do magic, but her sister can. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you for clarifying. I just assume everyone knows what we're all muggles. This is where we are. Unless somebody isn't, in which case, call me. But so, yeah, what happens is this muggle detective is asked to solve a murder that happened at the school for mages where her sister teaches. Mm-hmm. And it's like super noir and really mysterious. And there's a backstory you're trying to figure out. And the narrative treatment of magic is fascinating. I loved how they like thought about magic as science. It's really interesting and super cool.
Okay.
You're going to like it.
So next recommendation for something for those of us who like romance.
Mm-hmm, good little rom-com.
Yeah.
I really loved the Unhoneymooners by Christina Lauren, which is actually two people, someone named Christina and someone named Lauren. They teamed up. They have been written like a dozen books. This is the first one of theirs that I read. And it's about her twin sister just got married and At the buffet, everybody gets sick. So the only two people who don't get sick after the wedding are the sister and the groom's brother. And they hate each other, but they end up going on the honeymoon together because it was this free honeymoon that the bride had won. And there was no way they could get around it. And since the twins look the same, she could like pull it off as her thing that she had won. And so they like spend 10 days in Maui and they hate each other. But of course, they fall in love. And it's great.
Okay. So what about in sort of the mystery thriller genre?
Yeah, so I really like the sort of, not necessarily thrillery, but the psychological stories where there are twists that you don't see coming, especially towards the end, but sometimes it's a slow build. And I think one that's a great fit for that just came out is called Searching for Sylvie Lee. It's by Jean Kwok, and it's about a younger sister. Her older sister is like the perfect sister. You know, she's gorgeous. She's courageous. She's got this great career. She's like done all the things. They're both daughters of Chinese immigrants. And she disappears in Amsterdam.
The older sister.
Mm-hmm. And so this younger sister who's never been on a plane before decides she's going to go there and try and figure out what happened. And there are a lot of really great, interesting layers, a lot of dynamics around sort of the pressure of being the child of immigrants and trying to forge your own way and what home really is. And it's great.
Okay. I know you have some nonfiction recommendations for us too, but before we leave fiction, historical fiction you recommend?
Yeah. So this one, it's about a band in the 60s, so it's historical-ish. It's not that far back, but this one I actually do highly recommend as an audiobook. It's called Daisy Jones and the Six. It's by a woman named Taylor Jenkins Reid, and it's set up like it's an audio history, so it's just a bunch of people talking in turn, which makes it an excellent audiobook because it's got like this full cast of characters doing it. And it's about this woman band frontrunner in the 60s, and they like go on tour, and it's just like wild and fun and great. And that, yeah, is an excellent audiobook. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, but guess what's going to happen when we come back? Okay, you know, it's just more books. You're listening to Nerdette.
We're talking to Nerdette Podcast's host, Greta Johnson. She's joining us with her recommendations for the best reads of the summer. So you also brought us some nonfiction picks. In the biography memoir genre, what do you have?
So my vote for that one, I haven't read it yet, but I'm super excited to, is called More Than Enough, and it's by Elaine Welteroth, who...
It's sitting on my desk.
I think she's still, what, in her early 30s, if even that. She ran Teen Vogue when Teen Vogue sort of turned woke, and it was just really exciting to witness all of a sudden this magazine that's meant for teenage girls to realize that, like, oh, teenage girls have voices and care a lot about what's going on in politics. And this can be a space to empower young women to really, like, take charge of their lives. And I think Elaine was really at the helm of that. And she since has stepped away from Teen Vogue and she's written this book. And I just can't wait to read about what it was like for her growing up and just, like, taking charge of this awesome magazine and transforming it.
Okay. What about historical nonfiction?
Okay. So this one might kind of be cheating, but I have a historical fiction that reads, it's written by a historian, and it's a series by Hilary Mantel. The first one is called Wolf Hall, and it came out, I don't know, maybe like 10 or 12 years ago. It's the history of this guy named Thomas Cromwell, who is an advisor to Henry VIII. And he gets killed at the end. And like, we know that because it's history, but these books are from his point of view. And the first two are out. And the third in the trilogy is expected this spring. So I feel like this is a fun time to like get ready for the third one to come out because those are so good.
Okay. What about political nonfiction?
So that one, I think you should read a book called When Women Ruled the World. It's by Kara Cooney, and she's like an Egyptologist. So it's all about all of these boss ladies who a lot of us haven't even heard of because history books maybe don't spend a lot of time talking about them. But that, I think, is going to be a really good one.
Okay, any last recommendations that we didn't get to?
I think summer reads are such a great time to dive into a series. And so I have two recommendations. Both of them are sort of in the mystery thriller genre. The first one has been around for a while, but new ones are still coming out. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Mm-hmm. The original author of that series actually died, but someone else took them up and they're still great. Like, he totally holds true to the characters. I love those. And then the other one is the Cormoran Strike series, which I rave about all the time. This is a series that's written by Robert Galbraith, but it turns out that's a pseudonym for J.K. Rowling, uh-huh. who wrote Harry Potter. And these are such great mystery novels. I like to say that the main character, Cormoran, is sort of like Hagrid, but super smart and with a peg leg. And they're just like great murder mysteries. And there are four of those now, too. So that it's a great time to dive into those.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen. Anytime. There is actually a book that we ran out of time before I could talk about. It is called The Field Guide to the North American Teenager. It's by Ben Philippe, and it is also great. It's like YA-ish, which is, you know, one of the best genres out there, if you ask me. Also, I have already mentioned a lot of these books in Nerdette's newsletter, but sign up for it if you don't have it already, because today's note will have the entire list. You can sign up for it at wbez.org/newsletter. You can also find these books in list form on our Twitter account. We are at Nerdette Podcast. If you're that person who's listening to this in like October and you're like, but I could really appreciate that list of books, that's totally fine. Just get in touch with us. We might roll our eyes a little, but we are here for you. The show is produced by me, Greta Johnson, along with Justin Bull. Our co-creator is Trisha Bobita, and our executive producer is Brendan Banizak. Nerdette is supported in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, enhancing public understanding of science and technology in the modern world. We have literally hundreds of other episodes of Nerdette I bet you would like. We actually did a summer reading segment on The Morning Shift a year ago. So that means like all those books are out of paperback. If you want to check those out, you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do your homework. Read a book. Read a mother book. Read a mother face book.
Books.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.